recording.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Kelly has control.
Okay.
Kelly's in control.
We're good.
Welcome to the San Antonio Water Company board meeting on Tuesday, October 18th. It's 5 o'clock. Vice President will do the Pledge of Allegiance.
On your feet, everyone. Put your hand where it belongs. Follow me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Be seated.
Thank you, Will. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Staff has one recommended addition to the agenda. We just received the Pomona Valley Protection Association's agenda for our annual meeting, and it includes a proxy card that we've traditionally relied on our PBPA representative to serve as our proxy, and so it would be appropriate to add this to the agenda so the board can vote on a proxy for their meeting.
Okay, and where would we add that to? Consent calendar, or?
I would put that on 6C.
6C, okay. We'll put it, add that to 6C, proxy. Okay. Do we have any shareholder or public testimony? There being none? Consent calendar. Can I get a motion and a second to approve A, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J? That's it.
I move we approve consent calendar item number 4.
Been moved and seconded. Let's vote.
I am waiting for Katie Bocock. Oh, Bocock's in. Now it's just Velto and Elliot.
It just takes a long time.
Okay, that passes unanimously.
Yep.
With Director Goss not present?
Correct.
Hey, 5A PVPA? Okay, thank you, Katie. Six Basins?
Hello. We had a virtual Water Master Board meeting was held the end of September. The feasibility study for the San Antonio Spreading Grounds is due to be complete by the end of this month, and Water Master's consultant will be sitting down to look at some storage grants. And our next meeting's next week on October 26th. I don't have the exciting basin.
Thank you, Terry. 5C, Chino Basin.
Here we go.
We'll keep it nice. I only have really one thing that's not in the board packet, I think it is in the board packet, but I wanted to remind the board members and call it to your attention that on December 5th, there's going to be a workshop. It's a regional water suppliers workshop. All board members are encouraged to attend. And it's going to be held at the Cucamonga Valley Water District, the Frontier Building. And I don't have time yet, but I will send you the information as soon as I get it. But if you are available that day, I would strongly encourage our directors to attend that regional water supply workshop.
It's a Monday, right?
I think it is a Monday, yeah.
What
December 5th. And then more information I'll get out to you as soon as I get it.
Where's the location of that?
The Cucamonga Valley Water District, the Frontier Building.
That probably down off of Holt and that same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
No, it's in Cucamonga.
No, it's up on.
It's not Previty's building.
Church.
It's Thank not Previty's
okay.
building.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's brand new. It's the Robert Deloach Memorial Building.
Oh, seriously? Oh.
No, he's not a memorial, but he built it.
It's a rather sizable concrete structure. So
that's very cold inside.
I would make a recommendation, bring a coat or a sweater yes. inside, because it doesn't matter what time of year it is always freezing.
So it's about what time do you think it is?
I'm going to guess it's going to be in the morning, maybe to mid-afternoon.
I work for a living.
That's what you call it.
Okay, is that it on Chino, what's that? Yeah, Chino Basin?
That's enough for Chino Basin.
Okay, how about Cucamonga Basin?
So I actually have more to report on Cucamonga Basin. We held a virtual team building data gathering workshop a couple of weeks ago with the Cucamonga Basin group. It was hosted by our consultant, our geotechnical consultant, to kind of get us on board with where we want them to go and kind of brainstorm on ideas. And it was a very effective and very good workshop. And then subsequent to that, had a one-on-one with our consultant and talked about the data that we have available and the data that they're looking for and how we might be able to mesh those issues together. So we are well on our way to developing a groundwater model for Cucamonga Basin and gathering data and working towards mutually benefiting all three agencies of the Cucamonga Basin. So a lot going on there.
And Director Goss is not in attendance. Who will be doing the AFC report? Do we have anyone?
The AFC report would be basically General Manager's report item 6A, 6B. I don't think there was anything else on the AFC agenda, so we're just bringing it to the board tonight to cover.
Okay. Well, that will take us to agenda item 6A, General Manager's report on activities.
This is just the calendar for actually 2023, not 2022. It's mismarked on the board memo. I apologize for that. Hard to juggle the years when it gets to this point. But it's for calendar year 2023, and we just outline everything. We look for the board to approve that so we can move forward with our schedules.
I move we approve the major activities calendar for 2023 as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved in second. We have a vote.
Should pop up?
Takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Okay, that passes unanimously with Director Goss not present. 6B, board gift.
So this is a yearly recognition for the employees' work and effort. Company. The board has done this for any number of years, and the AFC reviewed it and unanimously recommended a $1,500 gift for each employee, prorated for the time of service. If you haven't been here for the full year, employees are very thankful for this. We appreciate the board's and the company's recognition for their effort.
Can I get it? I'll move in second.
Move. I'll move.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Let's vote. That also passes unanimously with Director Goss not present. So that we'll move on to 6C, the addition the proxy for Pomona Valley Protective Association.
Traditionally, the company has nominated the DVPA representative SOCO as the proxy. I don't see any reason why we would want to change that this year. So staff would recommend that the board nominate Director Parker as the proxy for the PVPA.
A motion approved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Let's have a vote.
It's not on.
Aye.
Let's try it again. Will it let you?
It did.
I pushed the button.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it's going.
Yep.
I just need Parker and Cable, but it could be slow.
We had it already cleared.
Okay, yeah.
There it is.
Well, I'll be done.
It works.
And that passes unanimously with Director Goss not present. Okay, Katie. And we have closed session tonight, correct?
We do have a closed session tonight.
Okay. Right. And this is the time where we will adjourn to closed session.
Is this where we talk about Terry?
Always.
Yes. Any chance you can get, you do.
It's not going to keep him talking about it.
Okay, we are reconvening from closed session, and I will report that we have approved an engagement letter with Fenimore Law Firm for general counsel. Do any directors have any comments or anything to add to a future agenda?
Frank, do we want an update on that, what we discussed earlier about the potential for a new location? We want to have updates about that?
Those will be updated as more information comes. It's going to be located on, hold on a second, in the project and operations update. It's item number 11507.
Okay.
And any new updates will be underlined if I maintain my standards here.
I'd like to have that so we keep the community abreast of that.
Absolutely.
I think it's important 5G. For the San Antonio Heights residents to know that's happening. I think it's important for Bob to know it, that it's happening.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, Director Parker?
That's actually a good question. So we actually do have an ad hoc committee specifically for that project. We should consider, I'll put that on next month's agenda to appoint members to that ad hoc committee for the campus.
All right.
Office relocation.
I like the term campus.
The campus campus?
The campus off of campus. Yeah.
The campus off of campus? Campus.
I do like that term. It always sounds good. It sounds very good. Education.
I would like to request, I don't know if we can do this, but at the Chino Basin Water Conservation District, one of the board members is retiring. Her name is Margaret. Anyhow, December is her last meeting, and I would like to present some kind of resolution for her years of service from San Antonio Water Company, if that's possible. I can help you put it together.
Thank you. I was going to
have. Liz can help us.
Okay.
Liz called me. I'm going to go, I used to be on the board with her.
Okay.
So I would like to go.
We'll get that prepared
like
for next month.
And I would like to present Zonko, if that's okay.
That was good to me. Anybody else?
Rudy, you'll sign that.
There you go.
I have one update on information that was, I put it in the board package wrong. It's for the luncheon scheduled for December, the end of your luncheon. It's not at the Magic Lamp, it's at Sycamore Inn this year. So we're going to be meeting at Sycamore Inn this year, and that is December 5th.
You go to the wrong place, just walk across the street. So.
Yeah, it's not that hard. I mean, we'll be watching for you, but I just want to make sure everyone knows we're having the annual luncheon at the Sycamore Inn this year.
Got some discount tickets for that. Actually, I do.
Okay, so if we're doing that on December 5th, we cannot make the December 5th Cucamonga Water District.
Oh,
meeting,
yeah, just
correct?
It will be at Sycamore Inn.
It's December
6th. You think it's December
6th? It's not a Monday.
It'd be great if you did on December
13th. Yeah, it's
13th.
Not a Monday.
What day is that? It'd be a great day to do. It's a national holiday in my house.
December 13th? Is that your birthday?
It is.
Is that?
You reminded me. I just didn't.
I'll show you December 7th.
Oh, there you go. Your birthday?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
My dad it's on the 6th. I have it in my calendar. It's Tuesday the 6th.
Yes.
6th.
End of your luncheon, Sycamore Inn. Tuesday the 6th.
Okay.
7:30 to whenever the bar closes.
Okay. Is that, anybody else? There being none, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
All right.
Someday I'll be back. I have a cold.
So he's on two ships at some point. He's seeing like my cruises with him. Yeah, I just in case somewhere taking on a cruise.